Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to Building Better Blocks to a Healthier Life Show with Penny McElroy. Daily episodes packed full of informational wellness nuggets. Because your healthier life is closer than you think.
Welcome to the show. My name is Jennifer Navarrete, and this month we're learning all about the building blocks to good health from certified integrative nutrition coach Penny McElroy. Now, today we are going to talk about the importance of fitness and movement and really just moving your body. And I know that Penny's got some really good tips for getting started. So, Penny, what is the starting point? If I've been a couch potato, which, by the way, I have been a couch potato a time or five in my life, what's the first thing that I should do?
Just move. It depends on how much of a couch potato that you are. You know, I will start with some people to just walk to the mailbox. You know, these are people that may have health ailments, and they may have had suffered with that for a long time. So part of the reason why they're continuing to get worse is because they're not moving. And by not moving, that is creating a situation in their body. The body cannot withstand not moving. That's the one thing that the body just can't live with. We have to move. And moving can be as simple as walking to the mailbox. It can be as simple as walking down to the end of the block and back, or halfway down to the end of the block and back, depending on where you're at right now. You don't have to go out and join a gym, not right off the bat. Another place that is really a good place to get exercise tips, ideas, motivation would be to get it on YouTube. There's all kinds of 2-minute, 3-minute, 5-minute workouts on YouTube. But start slow. I mean, you need to start slow because you've got to condition your muscles and your body that you are now going to expect something out of it. You want it to start moving. You don't have to go into a lot of pain to create some type of an exercise program. You can do simple things and build up. You and I started with bike riding. That was a love of mine when I was a kid. So I tell people as I get older, I'm going back to what I liked to do when I was 10, is bike riding. But to bike ride, you have to have equipment. You have to have a bike. You have to have a helmet. Yeah, and as you progress and get better at it, a better bike, you know, gloves, that kind of thing, and anything that you do. You know, even if you go out and if you don't want to go to that expense or you don't want to take the time to commit to that, then get outside. And if you've got kids, and play basketball with them, play volleyball with them, kick a ball around, take a baseball, throw a baseball around with them. You know, find a buddy, you know, that you can go with. Even in your kitchen, there's things that you can do that is going to add resistance, you know, because resistance, of course, is maybe step number two. You know, you first start moving, and then resistance would be step number two, and there's things that you can do. You know, get some rubber bands even and pull on it. Make it resistant. You know, stand up against the wall and squat and then stand up again. Yeah. There's any number of, and there's a lot of exercises that you can find on YouTube that will fit into that category.
You know, it sounds, Penny, I was going to say, just what you're saying is that everyday fitness isn't what you think. It's not the ultramarathoner. It's not the Olympian. It's really just the average person doing what they can each day, even if it's just starting off with walking to the mailbox. The first time you walk to the mailbox, if that's a long distance for your body, it's going to be tough. But maybe the fourth time it's not as tough, and maybe by a week it's a little bit easier, and maybe by week two you can walk to the mailbox and back a little bit quicker. But it's really just getting started. And then, of course, once you've mastered the mailbox, maybe it's going down half of your street, you know, and then back, and maybe it's eventually going around your neighborhood. But it's all baby steps. And don't get frustrated with yourself. Be forgiving of yourself, because where you are, whatever challenges that you may face physically did not happen, typically, I'll say mostly, doesn't happen overnight. And so kind of reclaiming that movement and that fluidity that you once had, it's going to take some time too.
Yeah, it is. And you have to start where you're at right now. It doesn't make any difference if it is walking from your couch to your refrigerator. It doesn't matter where you're at. It's just that you have to start. Now, some people, you know, they have such busy, hectic lives that maybe walking to the mailbox is just, they don't have time for that. But if you have a busy life and you are working, there's always stairs. And you can start off with, I'm going to walk up or even walk down one flight of stairs today. And then get out and get on the elevator and go up. Or whatever it is that you need to do, or park your car out as far away from the building as you can, and just make yourself walk to the building. You can incorporate things like that in the beginning. If you're going to walk up a flight of stairs and you are short of breath when you get to the top of it, you're not ready to walk up two flights of stairs. So walk up one flight of stairs till you can breathe normally, and then try two flights of stairs. You know, if you're not ready to park, clear out at the street because you're sweaty and jittery when you get to the building, then park halfway. You know your body well enough to know how much you can push it. Yeah, and then there will come a point in time that you are going to be able to join a gym, or you're going to be able to incorporate some kind of exercise program in, even hire a physical trainer. I just heard today about a friend of mine who has had a challenge with losing weight. She decided that she was going to do protein shakes, and she hired a personal trainer to work out three times a week. She's lost 20 pounds in 3 months. That's healthy. You know, she's in better shape. She feels better. So these are all things that we can do, but we got to start where we're at. And like you said, don't beat yourself up because you can't compete with the athlete down the street or the person that goes jogging 20 miles every day. You know, you're not competing with anybody but yourself. And one tip that I would like to give to people to make sure that they understand is get yourself a buddy. Because if you're used to sitting on that couch and being a couch potato and you have every intention of changing that, that's not going to last unless you've got somebody that you make yourself accountable to. How many times have you or people that you know said, January 1, I am going to join a gym and I'm going to get all this exercise and I'm going to lose 20 pounds. By February 1, maybe it's not so important, you know, because you don't have a buddy. Having that buddy that will get you up out of that chair when you don't feel like it, and then you reciprocate. When the buddy doesn't feel like it, you're pushing the buddy. So together, you're making yourself move.
You know, Penny, you mentioned the YouTube channel, and I know one of the things that is at least a basic start if you know, getting up and out of the chair is a challenge. They have the chair exercises, and you can build up a good sweat just on the chair exercises. So there's all kinds of ways that you can kind of get yourself started. I know Penny mentioned the bike riding, and neither one of us, you know, were doing, you know, ultra marathons or doing, you know, 100Ks or, you know, even 20 miles when we first got started. But eventually we built up to these longer and longer distances. And it's been kind of a fun challenge because, as she said, it's not really a challenge against other people, although at some point it is fun to challenge other folks. There's things like Fitbit and Map My Ride and other types of tracking programs, Strava and Nike Plus, those types of things where you can kind of, quote unquote, compete with other people. But really what you're doing is you're competing against yourself. So on day one, when you have a tough time walking to that mailbox, but then on day seven, it's easier, pat yourself on the back because the only person that you're in competition with is that former version of yourself that couldn't do it or struggled to do it. And then now you're, trying to become the next version of yourself. And really that's what we can do is just become a better version of ourselves, a healthier version of ourselves. And it just takes time to get there.
It does. And as a health coach, that is my ultimate goal, not only for myself, but for people that I work with, my clients. All we can do is make a promise to ourselves that tomorrow we're going to be better than we are today, that we're going to do something that is going to improve our life, whether that's the way we eat, whether that's the way we move, whether that's the way we think. We're going to make steps toward having a better life tomorrow. That's what life's all about. And then when we can reach out and we can share that with someone else and they see us moving and we're a motivation to someone else, that is, to me, the ultimate high, is that I am motivating somebody not to be sick. I'm motivating somebody to be a better them tomorrow. They want to make a difference, not only in their lives, because every single person, when you make a difference in your life, you are touching the people around you, your family, your children, your parents, your friends, your siblings. They see what you're doing. They're motivated by that. They're going to make a different life. We can change the world that way.
I really like that idea of changing the world just one positive thing at a time. One of the things that when I was first getting started into this health, fitness, beauty quest for myself and learning more about what that meant was discovering nutritional supplements. I remember Flintstones chewables when I was a kid, and I knew that I needed to discover what that was as an adult. And so I'm kind of excited that starting tomorrow, we're going to dive into nutritional supplementation and what that can be and the different nuances to it. And I know that, Penny, you're the one who introduced me to all of that. And if I haven't thanked you recently, I absolutely should, because I definitely am living a stronger life because of it. So any kind of hints for the folks about what we're going to be talking about for the rest of the week?
Well, I can promise you that I won't tell you what's in the Flintstone vitamins.
Oh, gosh.
That I won't do.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. I'm sure my younger self is just cringing knowing this right now. Okay. Well, that's a good start. All right, folks, well, if you've enjoyed everything that you've heard, obviously there are 22 days of shows that you can listen to from everything from movement and fitness and food and fuel and all kinds of great stuff. Take a look at it right here on Blog Talk Radio. And then, of course, if you want to stay tuned tomorrow, dig into supplementation with us. I promise you will learn something, and I'm guessing you'll learn more than just one something. So stick around and we'll see you tomorrow.
To receive more healthy building block tips, simply go to yourwellnessplan.com.